You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter, Bill Chastain. Bill, I have sort of a big picture question for you because I'm not entirely sure myself, and I pay attention to this team. The Rays are 21-18. They've got a plus 17 run differential. It's best in the American League East. How are they doing this?
That's a good question, right? You know, they've been juggling their starting staff. They really haven't been overpowering on offense, even though they, I mean, probably that run differential is a little bit more based on Sunday's win. You know, it was a lopsided win. But, you know, it's kind of smoke and mirrors, basically, with some solid pitching in there.
What parts of this are sustainable and what parts worry you as this club goes forward?
Well, I think the bullpen got a real boost with McGee returning the other day. But you've got to wonder if the starting pitching minus Cobb and Smiley is going to be able to give enough innings to make sure that that bullpen doesn't get worn out. But, you know, I think that the plan going forward is they're going to be shuffling guys in and out from Durham all year, you know, to maybe pick up some of those innings when they do feel like they're a little bit short.
Do they have the kind of depth of quality bodies to be able to do that, to be able – because, you know, it's something we've seen the Orioles do a lot the last few years is essentially use a 10- or 11-man bullpen – with three of those guys at AAA, and they kind of shuffle in and really have done that effectively. Do the Rays have the kind of depth at AAA that they can make that work and continue to have an effective bullpen while, as it stands now, having the most relief innings pitched in the American League?
That's a good question because basically, Andrew Belotti came up and gave him a really good boost, but two guys that fit into that niche were C.J. Reifenhauser and Kirby Yates, and both of them are on the Major League DL from stints there. So I would say yes once those guys got healthy, but right now I think it's a little bit, you know, of a question mark.
You mentioned the return of McGee. They've got a couple of options back there. How do they handle the back of the bullpen with that full complement of late-inning guys in hand once again?
Well, I think 8th and 9th will be Boxberger, McGee, and in one order or the other. Maybe not McGee just yet because they kind of wanted to ease him in, but he really looked overpowering on Sunday. So who knows, that might have been enough to go on and get him, you know, where they're ready to use him. Then you've got Jepson, Gelt, Gomes, and I think those are probably their top five, with the exception of Cedeno, who has really been a nice surprise as their left-handed specialist. You know, they really got him for nothing, and all he's done is get out some of the top hitters in the American League East, you know, like it's a walk in the park.
Do you anticipate this remaining a committee situation for a good long time, or is it something where, with given a little time, McGee will ease back into being the main guy?
You know what? Cash has insisted all year that it was going to be a by-committee thing. Now, maybe he was being a little more vague at the beginning of the year because everybody knew McGee would not start the season there. But, you know, he seems pretty comfortable with having the ability to bring somebody in if he needs to when he feels like it's really hot in the seventh inning and he feels like that needs to be quieted more than some, you know, and take his chances on the ninth, which we saw him do earlier this year when I think Boxberger came in the seventh and Gelt's finished out the ninth. So right now that sounds like his plan. Of course, you know, when you've got a lot of balls in the air like they seem to have, that might end up being something that they would like to, you know, maybe have, you know, as a constant. But right now I would expect it to just be either one or the other and not, you know, not declaring one.
You mentioned manager Kevin Cash, and he's really getting some raves. Now, part of that is just results-based. When you've got a team that is doing better than people would have thought with injuries, they're going to get credit. But it does seem like there are some things that are really standing out about the way he's handled himself. What have been your impressions of Cash now that we've got nearly a quarter of a season to watch him handle regular season games?
Well, you know, he'll even admit that sometimes he, you know, he gets outmanaged or is learning about his managing. But, you know, he's got a lot of guys to rely on that. And I think a nice quality of his is he has no ego. On top of that, he's a former player, which I think resonates well with the team. But, you know, he seems to be a player's manager. And I think it's kind of a nice, I mean, maybe a nice, deference to, you know, Joe Maddon, who, you know, did a wonderful job, but, you know, was very visible and you know, out front, and he's kind of understated and back behind the scenes. So, but then I say that, and there's really not that many players on the team who were here last year. So you just got to give him credit. He's going in his own style, and it seems to be working, because I know nobody expected them to be where they are at the end of the first month with the injuries they've had.
One thing that hasn't gone especially well is, and something we talked about all spring, is that middle infield mix. Starting at second, it seems like Logan Forsyth has played his way into being the primary guy there. Do you anticipate that continuing? Is that a mix and match? How does second base look going forward to you?
Well, I think they like Logan Forsyth in there right now based on his offense more than anything. But he really, if you watch him play every day, you realize what a solid fielder he is too. But now you've got Nick Franklin back, you've got Tim Beckham in the mix, and then you've got Astrubel Cabrera. So I think you're going to see Nick Franklin spot Cabrera more often. And then, you know, Beckham has been a really nice surprise with what he's done offensively and shown some power. I mean, he's like 2 inches away from having two more homers than what he has. Too. I mean, he hit a monster shot on Saturday. So I think they're just going to juggle these guys, but I think they juggle with most of the reps going to Forsyth and Cabrera at this time.
And then over on the other side, you mentioned the shortstop situation. It seems like there's a less obvious alternative there, but Astrubel Cabrera is also struggling with the bat. Is there something they can do at shortstop? Is there an opportunity for Nick Franklin to play his way more at bats there?
Right.
How does shortstop look going forward?
Yeah, well, Nick, that's what I was saying. Cabrera, I mean, I think is going to get most of the reps, but I think you're going to see Franklin in there. And then also, I think on a lot of days, you know, when you see maybe a tough lefty, you're going to see Forsyth move over to first, and then they'll probably have Beckham at second. So, you know, make room for the other right-hander and give Loney a day off. So, but Cass seems to really believe in Cabrera, so he's not pushing any panic button on him just yet.
All right, well, Bill Chastain, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.